Welcome to On With Origins. I'm your host, Frank Diekman, Cooperator-in-Chief for CUToday.info. During this podcast, we'll be talking with industry leaders to learn more about leveraging technology to meet goals and deliver meaningful results. Thanks for joining us, and we hope you enjoy. Our guest today is Dean Michaels, Chief Strategy Officer with Co-op. Welcome, Dean. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Frank. Great to be here.
Before we get too far into some interesting things I'd like to discuss, could you tell us a little bit more about yourself and, for those who aren't familiar, a little bit more about Co-op?
Absolutely. So Dean Michaels, Chief Strategy Officer for Co-op. Have spent all of my year really, all of my tenure and career within financial services, spending a lot of time within the banking industry, JP Morgan Chase and Citibank. Some time on the financial technology side with First Data, now Fiserv, and the last 6 years of my career here with Co-op, really getting an opportunity to spend a little time in the credit union universe. So I'm Chief Strategy Officer, responsible for overall corporate strategy and planning for Co-op, manage some of our larger enterprise relationships. We are a company of partnerships. So managing some of those larger partnerships is really, really important to us as a business. And then lastly, I also manage our services business. So that is us from a people perspective, helping credit unions, whether it's our contact center and live agent support or our consultative businesses as well. And that's kind of a little bit of a segue into Co-op itself, in case folks are not as familiar with Co-op. We provide financial technology for credit unions. We're primarily focused within the payments space. And just overall, our mission is to connect credit unions to the technology, the strategic partnership, and the scale that they need to be able to best serve their members.
We're going to be talking about partnerships today. As you were just describing your career, you talked about working in banking and on the fintech side, and now with Co-op, which is obviously a CUSO, what makes credit unions so different in terms of partnership and seeking out partners?
Yeah, so I think there's probably a few things that make credit unions different. And I've been fortunate to sort of see things from different angles in terms of different lenses, whether it's from a public company perspective versus here in the credit union world where member held from a fintech perspective versus financial services perspective. So I'd say there's probably two things that really stand out to me as pretty clear differences and what I'd call competitive advantages for credit unions. I think first is the fact that, as I was alluding to, credit unions are owned by their members. For some CUSOs like Co-op, we're also owned by our clients, and our clients are credit unions. And I think that ownership structure really allows for, in my view, better alignment between the company and its customer. So there's no middleman, there's no public company shareholders that are sort of in the way and expect a return, that expect to be able to influence the service itself that's provided to the end user, to the clients. So, credit unions, they could decide at what margins they want to operate at. They could operate at lower margins because they're more focused on service and delivering kind of value to their members in the form of their products and solutions. Or they could operate at higher margins and decide that they want to return more of those returns back to their owners in the form of dividends. So they have a lot more flexibility than public companies do in terms of really deciding how they want to use their capital and their assets, because they don't have this other middleman in the middle, kind of siphoning off some of those returns. I think the other benefit I mentioned, there's two that really stand out to me. The second I would say is, that not being a publicly owned company really gives credit unions just a lot more degrees of freedom in terms of, the things that they want to invest in. They don't have quarterly earnings calls that they need to be concerned about every single quarter in terms of convincing shareholders that they're improving earnings every single quarter. So, better decisions can be made for in the longer term versus kind of really focusing on short term. And then, you know, maybe last thing, I know I mentioned two, but I throw a third in there, you know, cooperation. And we'll probably talk about that here a little bit more when we say partnerships. But what really stands out to me is the amount that credit unions cooperate. It's why CUSOs like Co-op and Origins exist. And it's part of, to me, what allows credit unions that are just inherently smaller organizations, it allows them to compete with bigger banks. They have things like Co-op Shared Branching Network, which is literally the sharing of branches. It's almost, you know, from an individual perspective, it would be like letting another person share your house, right? It's sort of the epitome of cooperation, and it's something that you see in the credit union movement, and you don't see really in other spaces. And I think it's why when you look beneath that top tier of banks, you know, if you go beyond the national and the super regional, it's why credit unions, I think, are doing really well relative to their peers from a community banking perspective. They've got kind of that competitive, cooperative advantage.
That's interesting. To pick up on your point, Dean, I mean, I can't imagine that there is a credit union that hasn't realized at this point that it cannot go it alone. How important are partnerships to credit unions, and how does Co-op communicate that to credit unions that are perhaps interested in doing more?
Yeah, you hit on it. A function of who credit unions are, largely from a size and scale perspective, it's a force of survival that cooperation has been a must. They're critical to credit unions. They just simply don't have the scale. They don't have the expertise to develop and run their own technology-based solutions on their own. So, you know, I mentioned earlier, I think collaboration is a big part of what makes credit unions different. And there's a reason why they're great collaborators. I think it's part of their inherent DNA. You know, credit unions are mission-focused. They're about improving members' financial lives. I think collaboration helps that, right? That's about kind of just overall doing better. It's not a fight, company versus, you know, another company. This is a space where credit unions kind of share a mission. And so, you know, collaboration is easier to foster in that sort of environment. But I'd say they're great collaborators because they have to be. They know they have to collaborate and partner to survive. So it's actually become, you know, a competitive competency and advantage for credit unions. In terms of co-op's role in that, I mean, obviously we were birthed through collaboration. So us as an entity, we're a product of collaboration. You know, what we do on a number of different fronts is interact and sort of collaborate and what we call co-create with credit unions a couple of times a year in terms of sitting down with credit unions and collaborating together. What are the things that we should be investing in? What are the things that we should be prioritizing that credit unions need that we can, from a co-op perspective, you know, really build and develop on their behalf? And I'd say the second way, which is kind of a little bit of a newer way for us here from the external third party perspective, is we feel like we've got a lot of competencies that we can help get credit unions visibility to other partners besides co-op that we think are doing really great things and could help credit unions.
That's interesting. You know, one thing that occurred to me before we started speaking today, Dean, is that in the past, when we talked about partnerships among credit unions, and often it was back office functions invisible to the member. But increasingly, especially over the last 5 years, these partnerships are about member facing functionality, and it can have a real effect on member service. So how does a credit union go about finding the right partner and do that in an efficient way?
Yeah, I think so you're spot on in terms of just call it, you know, when we say member facing, that takes different forms, but digital, obviously, over the course of the last probably 15 years now, kind of being a much bigger focus, much more important to credit unions, and an area where really they've had to partner even more, right? Because again, getting back to developing newer technologies, place where they really just don't have as much competence there. So partnerships are really important. It's an area where we've been focused. When credit unions are looking for those partners, the ones that can really help them the best, I'd probably hit on two things to really focus on from a credit union perspective. And this one, I really, whenever I'm asked, I really like to hit on this one because I think credit unions tend to go right to the solve and they don't really often I see start with the plan. And so to me, before you kind of jump into a partnership and try to go ahead and solve something, is to really step back and know what you want to achieve, know what you're solving for, know what you're looking for. Like I said, I see them often, credit unions, rushing into a solution or a partnership. You know, they go to an industry conference, and, you know, they see something that looks really interesting, and they hear that, you know, their friend's doing it, another credit union's doing it, and I have to do it. And I see often just kind of, very well intended, right? Knowing that, you know, the credit union wants to, incorporate new technology into their overall solution set, but maybe not thinking it through well enough in terms of, you know, what are they trying to solve? What do they need? What are they really looking for in a partner? So I think for a credit union, really stepping back and evaluating that, what are your competencies as a credit union, right? And that helps you understand better, what do I need from a partner? Because a partner doesn't necessarily need to do everything for you. But you really have to have a good understanding going in of what do you want to get out of it? What are you going to do as part of the partnership? And, you know, what's your core competency? And then that helps really fill in the blank better of like, what exactly do you need? So I think planning is something that credit unions should think more about before they kind of dive into a partnership. And then, you know, just to kind of hit on the theme of probably the day is I'd hit on collaboration. So lean on other resources, lean on industry resources, like a co-op, for example, to help make those decisions. We've developed a lot of expertise in technology, in procurement, in vendor management, enterprise risk management. So I think credit unions should really, you know, take advantage of that relationship that you have with co-op, lean on our expertise to help, you know, make those sorts of decisions, and then, you know, lean on other credit unions, right? So it's not just about collaborating with third parties and fintechs from a solution perspective, but you have other colleagues that have gone through the same sort of exercise and experience. So I think it's really valuable to hear from them firsthand, you know, what their experience was. How did that integration go? How is that partner following up from a service and support perspective? You know, are they living up to their commitments? So I think it's kind of twofold approach of get some real life experience of some other credit unions that you have relationships with, and you could get their input, and then lean on some industry partners who are looking to use their assets to actually to help credit unions make those decisions, like co-op is.
Well, if I could pick up on your point then, in understanding problems and understanding what you're looking to solve for, can you share some real world examples of partnerships you think have really helped credit unions and have solved some problems?
Yeah, I think so. I'd say credit union universe is, to me, really just, it's obviously ripe with partnership examples based on what we've been saying, how important it is to credit unions. I think obviously, you know, co-op origins are two real world examples of credit unions, not just partnering with companies, but partnering with each other to build these companies, to really help, you know, credit unions leverage kind of their individual credit unions to get collective scale, to get access to the critical technology that they need. I think we see, you know, from a real world perspective, more and more credit unions also partnering with non-owned fintechs. So you have owned fintechs like a co-op or an Origins. And then you have other, startup non-owned fintechs that credit unions are taking advantage of the technology that they're developing. I think a great example there from a real world perspective is Savvy Money, a company that focuses on financial wellness, helping members understand their credit score better, obtain access to credit. It's a company that co-op thinks pretty highly of, and part of our strategic partner program. I'll probably talk to you about that a little bit. So, you know, to me, when we say, what are the real world examples, like the real world is partnership for credit unions. I don't think there's a credit union that will be listening to this podcast that has not in some way, you know, already lived the partnership experience. But I think there's really, you know, obviously we take a lot of pride in the examples where not only are credit unions taking advantage of partners, but credit unions took the forward effort of pooling their resources to actually form these companies and own them themselves, like a co-op or an Origins.
I think you'll agree this is pretty insightful on my part. But co-op obviously has cooperation in its name. So I assume that that's at the root of this new program you just mentioned, Co-op Strategic Provider Program. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? And then also as well about the partnership with Origins.
Yeah, absolutely. So spot on, co-op, cooperative in our name. And I think the strategic partner program is a great example of us. You probably wouldn't see something like this from your traditional business that is not owned by credit unions. Because really, this is us. It's not a moneymaker for us. This is us saying, hey, credit unions have invested in co-op to kind of do certain things for them from a technology perspective. That's enabled us to really develop competencies. And why don't we go ahead and use these competencies to help credit unions in some other areas where maybe they lack them. So that's kind of what gave birth to the strategic partner program. We've taken those expertise and packaged them into a program to really help credit unions discover and eventually contract with partners, do it in a more efficient manner. It's free to co-op clients. And what we basically do the homework for credit unions to help them identify these partners, ones that we think are best in market. So the way we do that is we look at the partner from a technology perspective. So feature, functionality, and we rate the partner across these different aspects or components. So one of them is the product itself, feature functionality. We look at it very custom for credit union universe. So is that partner integrated into the core providers that are credit unions really leverage? Are they integrated into the digital banking providers that credit unions really leverage? So it's very kind of customized, obviously, for the credit union universe. We look at the partner from a risk and compliance perspective. So, are they somebody that, we could feel confident, obviously, we're in a heavily regulated environment, that credit unions can feel really good about that partner from an overall risk, compliance, regulatory, security perspective. And then overall, we look at just the financial health and stability of the company, right? We don't want to recommend a company that we think is potentially going to, go out of business, potentially kind of threaten the decision that the credit union made to do business with that company. So we run this as basically an RFP. We put these companies through the ringer. Score them pretty aggressively in terms of across those three different aspects. And then at the end of the day, really figure out which one we think is going to be the best for credit unions. Program was launched earlier this year. So our original partners here are Origins and Savvy Money, who I mentioned them earlier. And I'd say, specifically asked about the partnership with Origins. We continue to see that direct loan account origination space at the top of the list in terms of what credit unions are thinking about in terms of potential new technology upgrades. Origin scored really well for us through that RFP process. It's kind of why they landed on top. They're somebody that we were impressed with from an overall technology perspective, the company itself, and somebody that we feel really comfortable recommending to our credit unions. So like I mentioned, the program overall is pretty new, starting out with these here, a couple of partners, something that we intend to have probably be about a dozen partners, call it over the course of the next year. And something that we think we can just really help credit unions get a leg up in terms of discovering and vetting potential partners.
Well, Dean Michaels of Co-op, this has been really interesting. It's been enjoyable to hear your perspective. I want to thank you for joining us on this On with Origins podcast and for taking time to share your insights.
Thanks, Frank. Had a great time. Appreciate the questions.
Thank you all for taking this time with us today. Please be sure to view the show notes for important links and information discussed during this episode. And if you haven't had the chance to already, please subscribe to On with Origins through your favorite podcast listening platform to receive notifications and new episode alerts. Have a great rest of your day, and we look forward to having you tune in for our next episode.